Dan Eberhardt is actually an expert on energy. He's not a politician. He's an expert on energy. He's authored multiple books. He's also CEO of Canary LLC, one of the largest privately owned oil services companies in the United States of America. He knows a little bit about this stuff, folks. Dan, thanks for being back. GMI Studios, how are you?
Good. Thanks for the introduction. Happy to be back.
Well, you've talked a lot on Forbes, CNN, Newsmax. You've been on Fox Business, CNN, CNNBC, Bloomberg. We appreciate you being here. CNN and dozens of others talking about that. Well, here we are. Here we are. Sticker shock is not coming. It's here. Hey, Dan, if you're just around some friends, because I know this gets complicated, we've already had an expert on this morning or two talking about the Biden administration maybe trying to indirectly shop for oil out of Iran, lifting some sanctions, Venezuela or Saudi Arabia and OPEC. But if someone just asked you, Dan, an expert from Canary LLC or oil company, because I think oil and gas are a fine part of the mix. I know there's some people politically that don't want to see this, but last time I checked, we need it. We need it now. We need it yesterday. If someone said, Dan, how do we lower prices? How can we control lowering gas prices in the near future so they don't go up to $5 a gallon? What would your answer be?
Well, I think, look, the administration is looking in all the wrong places. You know, a month ago, they were asking OPEC to produce more. You know, the Biden administration has yet to say, hey, Texas, North Dakota, Western Pennsylvania, will you produce more oil? And I also think that the administration's policies need to change. So there's a federal moratorium on leasing on federal lands. There's a moratorium on fracking on federal lands. You know, getting rid of both of those. The administration has got there's several pipelines that have been killed, Keystone, but also six or seven others. And there's six permits for offshore LNG export terminals that have been sitting for over a year with FERC. I think the administration has been trying to, you know, death by a thousand cuts, keep production in the U.S. down. So now I think they're going to want it up, but I think they're going to have to do a complete about face on policy.
Well, are they? Are they going to do that? Or is it the because, you know, Dan, you this is your wife, the energy side. You've written books about it. You know this stuff. I know a little bit about public policy. I've seen a few things. We've had Senator Maggie Hassan, who's running for re-election this fall in New Hampshire, a Democrat. Kind of change your tune recently on this show, saying we need to drill for more here. That's something that I think she probably and other Democrats were opposed to the Keystone XL pipeline. So is reality going to set in? Because independent voters know one thing. They know their pocketbook and wallets. And if they're getting screwed over by spending more and we could do something about it at home, I think the average person is going to unravel this pretty quickly. Am I right or wrong?
Well, I think you're right. Look, I've always thought that banning fracking is like an applause line in a Democratic primary. But when it comes to, you know, energy costs for consumers, that matters to people. And I also think that we haven't done a really good job. Leaders in D.C. haven't done a really good job of explaining, look, a transition to green energy, this is what it's going to cost the average consumer. And I think right now, look, we are in a classic, oil spike, and we need all hands on deck, and the U.S. industry can definitely help with that, but we need policies coming out of D.C. that are helpful. And right now, the Biden administration, the policies that have been coming out of D.C. have been just a giant headwind to the U.S. industry.
Well, again, you know, a lot of this is made confusing intentionally, in my humble opinion. And there's politics and there's economics. And I think policies are standing in the way of economics. I mean, certainly this is a global market when it comes to oil and gas. But again, two or three years ago, the price of oil was almost negligible. And we had, you know, I mean, under the former administration where they increased domestic production, we would have probably not even cared about Russian oil imports. I may be wrong, but am I, you know, it just seems that policies and politics are going to stand in the way of the consumer and the pump.
Well, I think they were a month ago or 2 months ago, but now I think the problem is so exasperated and this is so real and so huge that I think they can't. You know, if oil continues to go up, and let's say the oil hits $150 a barrel, you know, the Biden administration can't ignore this. And I also think the policies were also late. Look, this whole headline stuff about the Russian ban, the industry stopped buying Russian oil and gas 2 weeks ago. The administration is late to the party on this, in my opinion.
And what do you predict is going to happen? And by the way, you're listening to Dan Eberhardt. He's CEO of Canary LLC, one of the largest privately owned oil service companies in the United States. You've been made to be the bad guy in the past, the big oil companies, big energy companies. But right now, people want their gas and oil. Not everyone has an electric vehicle running around. Not everyone can afford right now a Tesla. And they need relief. Where are we going to be mid-April, if you had to say, looking at this picture, Dan?
I think the administration is going to do something, but not enough. And I think they're going to overly blame Putin. And my worry, look, I'm in the oil business, and I do a little bit better when oil does a little bit better. But, you know, at the point of where it's going, I think it's going to drag down the whole economy. And I really don't want to see us put in a recession. And I think that's what should be worrying Biden and his advisors.
Well, again, it's policy versus economics. And would you be shocked if the Biden administration in a few weeks starts talking about more domestic drilling and production in these states you mentioned? I think specifically Texas, Oklahoma, Western Pennsylvania, the Dakotas, and the offshore stuff. Would you be shocked?
Not at all. I think they're going to have to do something. I think consumers are going to demand it.
Right. Well, I guess the question no one wants to ask me or what me ask you is, Dan, at this rate, should we be prepared here in our region in New England for $5 a gallon for regular gas within 30 days?
Absolutely. I think the summer driving season is going to be crazy expensive for everybody, unfortunately.
Dan, thank you. And again, tell us, I think some of your books, The Switch, American Global Energy Renaissance and Switching Gears, The Petroleum-Powered Car 2020. Tell us a little bit about that book.
Sure. So basically, I talk about how America was in decline for energy production for 40 years, and then we switched. We invented two things, horizontal drilling and fracking, and those things basically created a renaissance which changed the global energy supply and allowed America to regain the dominance that it once had, 100, 150 years ago.
Interesting. And the best way to get it, Amazon.com and bookstores?
Yeah, Amazon. I've also got a book, The Petroleum-Powered Electric Car, where I discuss what's good and what's bad about electric vehicles versus the oil industry and how they really work together more than everyone realizes.
Good stuff. Dan Eberhardt. Thank you very much, Dan, for enlightening us on Good Morning New Hampshire.
Thank you. I hope you guys have a good day.